notoriously Sydney and unmistakably Aussie, like the Australiano, a unique taste of McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Fuzzy and Aaron.
That was beeping funny, what just happened in the news booth. Who needs enemies, right, when your friends are that supportive?
Because you had a coughing fit in it.
Well, no, I just went to...
Yeah, no, we might try to find someone else to do the news today.
It'd be great.
Erin's on her last larynx.
My last, larynx. Yeah. That's a throat.
And you've got your Big Sky News debut on Sunday night.
So plus, I've got to go do something for this wonderful network this afternoon in some far-off place.
I'll do the news at 6:30.
Oh, for the love of God.
And then...
Actually, that would be good.
I will.
But you have to do the serious stories seriously. You can't do funny versions of them.
I'll do that, but then we'll think about. Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Now, at 8 o'clock, is Ed Cavalier supporting his wife enough? Tiffany has a new baby, Vader, and there's talk about whether Ed is the worst dad in history.
Well, he's certainly not. But there's an incident that, well, actually, to be honest, it could actually put him in that category.
Yeah.
She might be banging it on a bit. So, speaking of banging it on.
No. Something happened to me yesterday at Circular Quay. It was horrific.
I don't think any story ever ended well that started like that.
Well, you know what? This story ended amazingly well. You know, from it's always darkest before the dawn. And this involving Circular Quay pre-Vivid festivities.
Okay.
And a very sick man.
All right. What happened?
Wow.
Hughesy and Circular Quay.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Who's got a fresh injury?
How fresh, man?
Oh, I don't know. Well, as fresh as we can get, but a recent injury.
So, 13-10-60, lines are open. We've got incredible high-quality activewear, $150 worth from Rockwear. So, 13-10-60, have you had a fresh injury? Could be at work. Could be at home. Could be exercising. It could be as part of your training for Cirque du Soleil. I don't know. Point is, if it's a fresh injury, then 13-10-60, we want to know about it. It could have happened on stage.
Yeah. You recently hurt yourself. How did you hurt yourself?
I got a finger burn, remember?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of days ago.
You did.
Fresh.
I was
burn.
Cooking. When I say cooking, I was heating up one of those meals and I went to take the plastic off. And the steam burn, there's like something real vile about a steam burn.
Yeah, cooking injury is a great one. My wife does it all the time.
But you think she does it on purpose?
Yeah, I think it's passive aggressive. Look, I've burnt myself again because I cook all the time.
It's a really excessive kind of thing to do just to get a reaction.
You know what? But sometimes out of bad things, good things grow, you know? Mm-hmm. This is a story about that.
Fungus?
Yeah, fungus is good. Without fungus, there's no life, I would say. Phytoplankton, apparently, is the...
Oh, well done, man. Phytoplankton. Well played.
So,
you got a couple of climate changes at in your house, though. Is that your daughter's getting up to you about phytoplankton?
No, I put a tweet out yesterday, life depends on trees. And then someone said, no, life depends on phytoplankton. And then I was going,
life depends on the book of Genesis, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, Adam and Eve.
So,
is that the book of Genesis?
Oh, my God. I've got to get to this injury. So yesterday I'm jogging. You know I love to jog and I haven't been jogging as much lately.
I know.
So I'm going for a jog. I'm going to jog from here, the radio station, down to Circular Quay and back. You know, along Darling Harbour, beautiful Barangaroo, free to go down there. You know, the casino's not open anyway, so just jog past. Don't have to go in there and spend money because, you know.
You can't.
Well, you can on the restaurants, but you can't.
No, but you can't at the casino.
I'm gambling. Anyway, so I'm jogging. And then I get underneath the bridge and I go past it, and then my calf just pops, a loud pop.
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, an audible pop.
Proper pop.
Oh,
calf
yuck.
Pop. So
once you pop,
what's a pop? What is it like when you say pop? Is that, I'm just because I've seen in rugby league games and stuff where people
you
pop
hear
and it just, you hear it and then they go down. It's like a sniper's taking them out.
So,
but what does it actually mean? Is it a tear? Is it a snap? Or
I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
But it happened.
Yeah, right.
And so then I'm dragging myself along there. Yeah. Then, some young women come up for a photo and I'm like, yeah, I can still do it. But, you know, oh, my dads love you. Oh, great, whatever. That's really annoying. But
which hurt more, that or the calf? That was the real, injury,
but then,
wasn't it?
A bloke comes from nowhere and says, "Hughesy, I love the radio show." And I'm like, okay, good on you, mate.
Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Good on you.
Yeah.
And he said something that made my year. He said, "Do you want a free potato on a stick?"
What?
He said, "Do you want a free potato on a stick?"
Which I said, were the face of potato on a stick, and you didn't know about it for some time on their Facebook page as part of the Easter show.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you said, yes, please.
Yeah, because the last time I got a potato on a stick, the guy said, "I'll give it for you to you for free if I can get a photo with you." I said, sure. And then he just wanted me. He wanted a photo with me and the stick, and then that became their ad.
I was in your head was the potato.
My head and the potato stick became the ad for potato on a stick. And so to get me to, you know, front your campaign, just a potato stick. That's all I got paid. But I thought I'm going to take another chance.
You normally charge like twice that. You'd normally charge two or three potato sticks.
I know. But so, and you know what? The potato on the stick was amazing. I love potatoes on sticks.
Oh, that, bag that up and send it to them. They'll go, radio ads for the Easter show next year. Great news.
Another bloke who works at Vivid and said, Vivid's the best Vivid they've ever had. It's been amazing. And he said, what's that like, that potato on a stick? I said, mate, potato on a stick is pure joy.
There's one salt.
How's the potato cooked? Is it like,
oh, they
just
deep
like
fry
a
it. Oh, and they curl it around the stick. And then, you know, they put
sticked.
It, they have special spices. He said, the guy said, give him the special spices. And I said, I'm getting the special spices.
Oh, is it like what? The hydrophilic, hydrochloric?
But, you know, it left me when I'm eating my potato stick and I had to get a train because it's like I couldn't walk. So I had to get a train.
But you look fine this morning.
No, I'm not. I'm dragging my left
leg. I haven't noticed.
I am. I'm dragging it. And then, but you know what I was left with on the train is the stick.
Yeah. Not, what do you do with a stick?
Mm. They're dangerous.
Yeah,
they've got a point on the end of them.
Like a skewer. Is it like a kebab skewer?
But a big one. You could kill someone with that potato on a stick.
So what'd you,
so what'd you do? Just grab an iPhone off someone? Give us your iPhone.
You know what? I felt more protected with my stick.
Yeah, good.
Are you now going to carry a potato less stick around?
Like a prison shiv.
Honestly, they are full on.
Yeah. So who's had a, it seems as though he may have had a brain injury as well. So who's had an injury? 131060, fresh injuries, any part of the body, any occurrence, get yourself a $150 Rockwear voucher. 131060, lines are open.
So I told a man down at Circular Quay about my injured calf and he gave me a free potato on a stick.
Mm.
So that's what we're doing. You tell us about your injury and we give you what?
$150 Rockwear voucher. They've just dropped their latest collection. Check out their high quality activewear available in store and online now.
So Renee from Bex.
Renee from Bexley. What's fresh injury? What happened?
Well, doing some domestic duties in a hurry, trying to get the kids off to school, and I was pulling the sheets off my bed and got the little toe straight on the end of the bed and snapped it.
Snapped a little one.
Snap toe.
The little toe.
No, that's the worst, the little toe.
You know, to be honest, I reckon my little toe, it would be hard to snap. There's not a lot of bone there. Do you have a long little toe in general, do you think?
Well, I've got a big foot, but no, it's a small bone, but very painful.
Yeah, big
and you
foot,
can't do
small
anything.
Toe.
Yeah, you can't do anything, can you?
You can't
Renee?
Put a cast on it?
No, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
No, I got a free special moon boot.
Oh, for free. They're pretty good, actually.
Because the worst part is when it's cold as well, Renee, when you hurt toes in the cold, I feel like it's exasperated.
Yeah, the bone.
Erin's in the studio here. Erin's very footsy. I go anywhere near a foot and she'll just cry. Oh, you bloody stepped on my foot. Do that a bit.
Sorry, what? That has never happened once.
Oh,
that has honestly
never. What about
when
someone rolled a chair over your foot?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, Renee, he's completely got me. Someone sitting on a chair rolled over my bare foot, and I might have said that hurt a little bit. I'm really, really
carried
dramatic.
On like you've been rolled over
yeah,
by a Mack
I'm
truck.
So dramatic, Renee. Yeah.
Here is Kevin from Campbelltown, not known as a complainer, but what happened, Kevin? What's your fresh injury?
A week and a half ago, I went out fishing with the boys, the boss, and a couple of friends, and we caught this big marlin. and I was reeling it in for an hour and a half and ended up breaking a rib on the side of the boat.
Sounds like a humble brag to me.
No, it doesn't sound like a humble brag. Kevin, how big was it? How big was it, Kev?
Three and a half metres. Yeah,
you just wanted to ring us to tell us about this fish you caught.
So. I want to see a picture of this fish, please, Kev. Got any pics of this fish,
I've
Kev?
I've actually got one.
Yeah, you please send it to us, please, Kevin.
We put on our socials, Kevin.
I'll send it through. I'll get it off the boss and I'll send it through.
No, right. Bloody oath, Kev.
Why has the boss got it? He's protecting all the photos.
He took
of the big
all the photos while I was hanging onto the rod.
He doesn't want to give you any glory. Now, Kevin, have you ever eaten a potato on a stick?
Yes.
And how good are they?
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Did you get the special spice, Kev, or regular spice?
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very interested in what is in the special spice.
It's
I won't
amazing,
lie.
Amazing, mate.
Let's see if we can find
you
out before the end of the
show. Lick the stick
afterwards. Oh, no, don't lick the stick.
The stick licking.
Don't you get
where
splinter
I come
in your
from.
Those sticks,
up.
Yeah. Oh, you lick up. Yes,
you lick with the grain.
Don't lick with the grain.
If you put that point in your mouth and then someone pushing you to a wall, you could actually die.
Yeah, that is another strong message.
Just on injuries really quickly. Please. Oh, can I tell you something that happened to my sister maybe?
Yeah, we'll come back and do it.
It involves a cotton bud and not
much
else.
I want to hear that.
Mm.
And Michael from Buxton's got a shocker.
Yeah, 13-10-60, fresh injuries, $150 for the Rockwear voucher. Secondary question, have you had a potato on a stick? And if so, how was it?
Mate, the phones will blow up.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Subject of J-Lo. After 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about women over 40 getting even hotter.
Because she's the hottest she's ever been, J-Lo, and she's 52.
We're going to talk to, we're going to play a grab. We're going to, anyway, get involved with a TV star who's starting an OnlyFans page.
At 40.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We're talking fresh injuries. Husey's popped a calf. Michael from Buxton. What is it, man? What happened?
Yeah. So about a month ago, I was at the farm and cutting piece of metal and the grinder slipped and it went straight through my thumb and went through my tendons.
No, Michael.
Now, at the time, you would have been in shock, I imagine. Was anyone around you, or did you have to, like, deal with it on your own?
So I was on my own at that stage, but my mother-in-law, I ran to the house, mother-in-law saw it, and then my wife saw it, and she ran down to my dad. He was riding the horse, and he went galloping down the paddock, and it was a massive shock for me at first, and ambulance came, and it's crazy.
Right. It's like a movie.
I just can't. I imagine your dad on the horse
thing.
Yeah. Oh, my son. Really good.
Is he a good looking man, Michael? Your dad is here.
Sorry?
Is he a good looking man, your dad?
Oh, he is very good looking.
I knew it on the horse.
This is a hot story.
This is hot. But, and is your wife beautiful, Michael?
Of course she's beautiful.
Your, God, this is incredible.
Your mother's hot as well.
Mother-in-law.
Well, everyone's hot in Michael's world. But how's your thumb? Is it recovered yet? Where are we at?
Oh, we're at the stage of recovery and start physio in about a week or so.
Yeah, well, you know what? What happened then has got you a $150 Rockwear voucher. So is it all worth it, Michael?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I won't do it again, but.
No,
I love your attitude, Michael.
So my sister was cleaning her ear out with a cotton bud when she was maybe 7 or 8, and I thought it would be rich to stand next to a wall, really funny to go and just push her into the wall. As a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And pushed her into the wall and the ear thing went right through.
Oh, perforated drum or did she go? Oh, God.
How old were you at the time?
I was a year older.
So you're 8.
Yeah.
That's old enough to know. You should have gone to jail.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
But can I tell you, though, what it was revenge for? Because she'd swung the swing around a swing and I tried to climb up to unswing it because I couldn't reach. She wouldn't help me.
Yeah,
I fell, broke my arm. She dragged me into a bush to hide me from Mum and Dad because she knew she'd get into trouble.
So there's squid games at your house growing up.
It's like the Von Traps, but worse.
Hey, news time. Then some opportunity to come and see us live with this young man. It busted calf and all. And what's he going to do at the Logie? Now, this week is National Blood Donor Week, celebrating donors and the difference they make in so many lives, including yours. Be the lifeblood of Australia. Search Give Blood to book your donation today. Husey.
Yeah, can I just say it is easy to do. You get looked after. You get as many snacks as you can eat. And, you know, it's just a great experience. And it doesn't hurt, you know. So you don't have
to. How'd you go with the vein? It was all right.
But my vein was good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I got a strong vein. And can I just on my own behalf, I know on this radio show I've talked about my high blood pressure before. You get your blood pressure taken before, and I was worried, thinking, oh, if it's really high. Because I started taking my blood pressure pills again, and my blood pressure was really good yesterday.
Oh, amazing.
Really good.
That's really perfect. Good. That is so amazing. Well done.
So, yeah. So, I don't know what the issue is here. I mean, I
can I? Yeah, so, what do you, so you tell me. So, you've got grabs of yourself to big yourself up, I would imagine, knowing you.
Mm. Good point.
No.
Well,
no,
you
there
do.
Was one simple demand, and you know what?
Thought, yeah.
And they're there to please you. And they're there to
where'd you go?
Your blood.
Yeah, sorry, where did you go first?
to the blood bank.
Oh, okay, good. Because if you say they're there to please you, if you walk into some establishments and say, I'm here to
be pleased,
drop something, you know, give a donation, they may send you elsewhere. No. You know what I mean? Like,
give a donation.
No. We were filming because we wanted to promote it. So
I get it. I get what
promote
you're doing.
It?
So what's, yeah, what's the issue?
You.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
what's the issue?
Be an inspiration for other people.
Jesus.
So, and I'm O negative, so I'm a universal donor. You know,
I love that about you.
My couple of liters I gave yesterday, who knows how many people it helped, but a lot of people.
That's true. That's a great thing to do.
We're sitting there in the recliner chair, and I got reclined back to almost like, you know, I was almost bloody horizontal.
Yeah, so you're at the blood bank.
At the blood bank.
Yeah, still, okay.
I'm out, and just before... you know, they put the thing in. I talked to Bryce. Bryce was there, our digital guru filming.
I was, yeah.
You can see it on the socials. And I made a request.
Well, you were mouthing the words to, the song was playing, I Love It. You were mouthing the words to a song and you said, this isn't on our radio station.
Well, look, this is a little bit of audio that was recorded yesterday, all right, at the blood bank.
Mate, let's get the radio station 104.1. Mate, go to the box and change the radio station. Can't get blood to anything other than 2 days.
I'm actually on board now.
I'm so
mate, well done. Well done, man. They're taking your blood while you're having to listen to some other dross and walk out of there.
Well, how are we defending frontline workers and these noble steeds when they're listening to utter
that
crap
is,
on the radio?
That's easy.
I take it back.
And I said, what's that? And the great person who was doing it said, look, I think it's just a digital station. I said, no, all right. You need it on one.
Well, see, that's a lie. No one's ever listened to a digital station ever. So we know that's a lie.
Anyway, I said, no. I said, do you have the power to change it? She said, yes. I said, well, let's make this happen. And it took a little while for everyone to realize I was serious. And
they're trying to take blood from other people. And there was
priority. Someone was bleeding. Someone's plasma was shooting up.
I'm on board here. I'm really on board.
And then she wandered off to do, not wandered, she strode off to get the job
with
done.
Purpose.
But she was around the corner for ages.
The music stopped for like 45 seconds. It was just dead silent.
And I'm like, Bryce, go and see what's happening. I was trying to order Bryce into a sterile area to work. Look at their radio.
I've got an idea.
You didn't quite have to go around there. What have you done?
I walked around. I saw her. She was sort of, there was a little black box on the floor. She was out under there with her
knees on the floor. You know what the real test will be of this, of how effectively and how good your blood is? Is it still going to be playing there this morning? We have to at some stage ring and listen. And if it's still us, then this is a win. If not, then you are a pathetic.
Now, as soon as it got onto this magnificent radio station, she came back and started putting the thing in my arm. And guess what? Our promo came up straight away.
Yeah.
And I said, that's why.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
I'm going to say women over 40 who look good, who feel good.
Yeah, because feeling good usually equates to looking. No, wait. Because you can feel good and not. I felt good before and not look. I mean, it's all in the eye.
Are you over 40?
And hot.
Are you over 40 and you feel as sexy as you've ever felt? That's what we're celebrating. And you just feel confident. And we need inspiration here. Erin's. You were at one point freaking out about 40, weren't you?
No, I don't think so, to be honest. I think I was saying that I kind of when I was a little bit younger, the thought of going to there, absolutely, I was like, oh my God, that you feel like it's over. But now I feel like it hasn't actually started because I've developed this probably unhealthy obsession with looking at all these amazing women who are so much older than me and who are still smoking hot. And I'm like, I can still be legitimately attractive in like 30 years.
Of course you can. And that's what we want to do.
That it matters.
We want people on the line to tell us they look good and they're over 40.
Yep. Yeah. 13, 10, 60 lines are open. $150 worth of rockware for you.
So we do a podcast every weekend. It actually goes live at midday today, doesn't it? So and when today's our podcast is with Nikki Osborne, Australian actor slash comedian. He's got projects coming up on Channel 10. She played Delvine Delaney in the Hoags movie.
Yeah, she was in How to Stay Married, Pete Hellier's series, Winners and Losers. She's a great stand-up. She's been around and done a lot for a long time.
But at the moment, she's actually doing it. She's starting an OnlyFans page.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to raise money to save koalas.
Yeah, and for those who might not know, which I'm sure is most people, but just in case, OnlyFans is kind of where you generally, it doesn't have to be, but quite explicit content where you charge people to look at photos and you can do completely stalkers. You can do acts of passion.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
just some people might not know what OnlyFans is.
But so, and we in the pod, get all the details in the podcast. Nikki's husband, he's on board. He's like, let's go for this.
Yeah, he kept telling her to use the photos where he couldn't really see her face.
No, but he's.
Not because he didn't want to recognize, but because he said the other angles were hotter.
During the conversation that you can get on the podcast, you go to Listener app, get the podcast. Yeah. That's a really good way to get it, isn't it? So Erin talks about how that she feels good.
I feel the best I've ever felt, like in terms of physically, inside, mentally, emotionally, the whole thing. I feel the best I've ever felt, and I'm 38. So I'm I'm 39 in August, so I'm a year and a bit off turning 40 and feel the best I've ever felt, which I didn't think I'd be saying when I was 20.
So this is what Nikki said about how she feels. She's just turned 40. This is how she feels about herself.
My rig, it's the best it's been because you lose all your puppy fat, and after a baby, sometimes your hips get bigger, and that's what dudes like. And also, you know, hormonally, that's when you come into your power.
Let's celebrate.
Okay, 13, 10, 60 lines are open. You feel sexy, over 40, and just feeling great. $150 worth of rockware. Let's celebrate you.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
But are you over 40 and have that feeling in your body? You know, I mean, I talk too much about my wife because she's a school teacher and she's like, you know.
Year one, two. It's not like it's year 12 where you can kind of toe the line a bit with.
No, but I'm just saying, I think she is really feeling herself. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
She's feeling herself.
No.
Like feeling good about herself.
She's feeling really good about herself.
And I'm sexy and I know it.
Why wouldn't she? She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in the flesh.
Well, I think life begins at 40. I mean, I know it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true.
Well, we just had Nikki Osborne on, a famous Australian actress, 40 years old, starting OnlyFans because she's feeling herself. And now we are joined from Marsfield by Jenny. All right, Jenny. Give us the statistics. How old are you currently?
I turned 60 last year.
60?
Yes, I did.
Still a baby, Jenny. Still a baby. How old do you look?
People at work who I work with, millennials, think I sort of look 45 to 50.
That's what I'm talking
probably
about.
Probably mostly. Yeah.
And millennials think people with 35 look 50, you know? So you look 35. What about in summer? What are you doing?
I'm still wearing the bikini, believe it or not.
No.
Yes, Jenny.
Celebrate.
Yeah, I do.
What kind of bikini, Jenny? Because I had an issue with the bikini away with my new partner a couple of weeks ago that the bottoms were too brief, apparently.
Well, Jenny, you're just wearing the bottoms, though, aren't you, Jenny? That's all you got. Come on, Jenny.
No, I've got to wear the top.
But no, that's society.
Bikini, not, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing in winter?
Ski. I go ice skating all year round.
Ski bunny. This is
do you wear a leotard at ice skating, Jenny?
No, I just wear jeans.
But imagine Jenny on the ice.
Yeah.
And we go motorbike riding. Both of us.
Jenny, I'm the pillion.
Are you taken, Jenny? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm with my partner. I've known him for 16 years. Yeah.
Oh.
He actually taught me to go on the motorbike and taught me ice skating and skiing. And I started skiing and ice skating when I was 50.
Oh, my God, you're amazing.
Imagine her like on out in the open trails, you know, on the back of the dirt bike.
Can you send us a couple of photos of you? I'd love to see. Yeah. Can I add you to my folder of hot women who are slightly older than me?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
So far, it's just you and a bunch of women from Channel 9 with targets on their head. Oh. Thank you, Jenny.
I removed them when I left the network. Yeah, they're no longer a threat.
They're dead to me. So we're doing this all morning. If you are over 40 and feeling yourself, 13, 10, 60, $150 Rockwear voucher is up for grabs. Are we required to give that prize to our guest who's coming up after the news who fits this category so unbelievably?
Well, you know what? We should give her something back because her TV show, it's been analysed, brings $1 billion into the Australian economy every single year. Wow.
She get a cut of that?
I don't know.
That's $1 billion more than Byron Bay.
Imagine being the face of a franchise which brings, on a yearly basis, $1 billion into the Australian economy.
Crypto.
It's not crypto, mate. This is real money.
Sorry.
It's real jobs for real Australians. A superstar has just entered the studio. Ada Nicodemu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I know, isn't that incredible?
It is.
Like, not surprising.
Home and away. It's just the biggest export of unbelievable talent around the world, but the money comes back in.
Yeah. It does. And, like, you know, it brings jobs and tourism. Like, it's amazing what it does for the country. And I had no idea that it was like $1 billion a year.
You see, I bet you had no idea because then you would have requested a commission type payment, right?
Look, when we did find out the monetary value of the show, we were all like, pay rise.
Pay rise.
And what was their response?
No.
Can we go back to the moment where you entered that world and basically improved that world? This is back to the year 2000.
Goodness me.
You like it, too.
You like me?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh.
You were a mosquito, were you?
What was that? That was back in the day.
Was that me talking?
Yeah, I was the pash there as well. So you can't see the pash, but we'll put it.
That's great for radio. The
oh, what?
Does it even sound like me? Have I just turned into a man? I feel like my voice.
There was a woman in there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like the voice just seems sweeter.
I wonder if it's like TV. Like when I first started doing voiceovers for news, like that'd be 18 years ago. I was horrendous, and I listen back to some of the stuff and go, no wonder no one would give me a job because I was awful. Do you feel like you've improved over time in terms of acting, voice, the whole thing?
Absolutely. So I did Heartbreak High when I was 16.
Oh, I know that.
Which is an icon. You know what?
Love that show.
Yeah, Declan. Hot Bryce out there. Have a look. Turn around and see Hot Bryce, our digital guy.
He said
that him and his brother, his hot brother, you have been their pin-up since they were like 10 years old.
Oh, God. Wow, here you go.
It's okay. He won't walk you out. No. We'll find someone else.
Well, thank you, Hot Bryce. Heartbreak's now on Netflix, and I just can't watch it because I'm like too scared to see what my acting was like back then and my dancing as well.
On that subject, Hot Bryce, who is following your career, said that he watched it on Netflix and when it got put on Netflix and it was like the number one trending show.
This is a
TV show from the 90s.
Yeah.
How many series did that go?
I don't know, but it went for about, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
And it was so groundbreaking at the time as well because it was shot on film and it had people, wasn't it, as well?
It kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit. And
absolutely. But it also had people that looked like me on it, you know, and we'd never had that on Australian TV and we ad-libbed, you know, all of this sort of stuff. It still holds up, I think, but I am just scared to watch it just because of my acting. Really?
Does it hold up, Bryce?
Double thumbs up.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, you have, like, so you've been an icon in this country for, you know, for 2 decades, a bit longer than that, actually, 25 years.
Yeah, I think I'll be I don't know, 16, I'm 45. I can't do the maths. I don't know, whatever.
30 years?
Something like that.
29, 30 years. We've been talking
about women over 40 feeling sexy and feeling good. And that obviously includes you.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Look, you know what? I just tried on my Logie's dress last night.
Ooh.
And I just, you know when you put something on, Erin, and you're like, I'm looking really good.
See, I love that.
Because that's what I'm talking about.
I go through these phases and I reckon I've never felt, I'm 38, never felt sexier, fitter, better, just more at peace with
totally.
Everything. And like I'm the same as you. Sometimes I'll put on stuff and go, my God, I am almost too good looking.
I was like, but then other times I'm like, totally. Yeah. But no, it's just nice just to feel confident and sure of yourself and just know that you're walking on the red carpet, like like, it's quite daunting, but I feel good. So yeah, like turning, being amazing. In my 40s is a good thing.
And you are going to look good on Sunday night. Thank you. For most popular actress.
Yes, you can vote. Vote. We'll put the link up on our socials.
TV Week Logies.
Vote, I think, Ed.com.
Can I something? This is what I was shocked about just outside when I found out you have never won an individual Logie.
What? No.
No, I haven't. No.
That is crazy.
No. I've just been around forever. So I think
we need to change
that. Some people pop up in their first year and win and then you never hear from them again.
Yeah,
this is just nuts.
Oh, this has got to change. We've got to make this change. Can I give you some advice? Don't look at whenever the last Logies was, I wore this yellow number. And anyway, I walked, and I hate the red carpet. I feel awkward. I don't know how to stand. Yeah. I thought I looked all right. I sit down and this alert, because, you know, I get news alerts on my phone, was Daily Mail article saying, Mullen, red carpet fail, looks like banana.
Oh, my God. No.
And I just sat down and I was thinking, oh, God, I feel good. And then you look at it and go,
well, actually,
it was a news alert. I'm a journalist.
And you don't want that. But you don't want to, like, while you're in it.
No,
as
I'm
well.
Happy
like,
afterwards to be completely smashed.
Yeah, because I just saw a list and, like, it was like worst Logie's looks, and I was second. It was like 1 year ago.
Second.
And I'm like, yay. And, like, really bad
first?
Hair.
That's ridiculous.
That's true. Well, yeah, I was second. Yeah, second is like worst bad looks ever.
You know what? They're talking about you, and you also just quickly, you know, you got to go be, you also presenting for the first time.
I am. I know. I'm so nervous about it. I've never been asked to present, and I've always gone, like, if I ever get asked, I'm going to have to say yes, but really, I'm just like, I'm really shitting myself. Like, I'm so nervous about it. Sorry. I know I just swore. But and I'm such a klutz, so I hope I don't fall when I walk on stage.
Yeah, advice, Hughesy. This is a bloke who's opened the Logies how many times?
Look, I've presented the Logies probably 20 times. So I've handed out 20 Logies without ever getting one myself.
Okay, right. All right, well, we've got to change that.
You know what? If you fall, you'll get all the attention.
Jennifer Lawrence
and
moment.
Everyone else will be jealous. Oh. If we can have some sort of wardrobe malfunction.
Probably, because
I've
got a long train. I always trip over that as well. I'm sure. And do you learn your lines or do you just read the
I don't read the auto cue. No, I don't do. I'm not an auto cue guy.
No, neither am I.
Yeah, don't worry about the auto cue.
Just say whatever.
Just say some stuff.
Does she have to try and be funny, though?
No.
I'm not funny.
I'm
not.
I think you should. I've got three jokes. I'll give you one of mine. It's a penguin joke. What? Yeah. What?
No.
Ed, can I give Ada one of my jokes, do you think?
Thanks for coming in, Ada.
Can I tell you?
13, 10. Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I only know one joke, right?
Could you tell it?
It's such a dad joke. But how do you know a clown's farted? It smells funny.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and actually, I laugh every time.
Can I say that? No, even by my lofty standards, I think you should not go into it.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
You know what? Every now and again, you got to take a stand on behalf of others. Yeah. And our man, Ed Cavalier, he's you know, a day away from winning another Logie with his TV show, Have You Been Paying Attention? All right. So, and he thinks he thinks he's all that. You know?
I don't think I mean.
He thinks he's all that.
No, you walk a certain way around Logie's time. I've noticed your back's more erect, your shoulders are higher.
And he's, you know, he only goes to award ceremonies if he's going to win. So we know they've won.
And he looks down on others.
You know what? And he forgets the people who got to him where he got to. And one of those people is your beautiful wife, Tiff, who's at home with not one but two children. And the second one is only a baby. And she's under pressure.
Yeah.
And you have been, I believe, ordering her out of rooms.
This has been blown out of proportion.
Ordering her out of rooms.
No, because, you tell us that in your words.
Because collecting your thoughts for your Logie's bloody acceptance speech, eh?
I don't need her going behind my back and reaching out to you people. This is what happened. So little Vader is a week and a little bit old, right? And so obviously Tiff's doing night feeds. So I put Arnold to bed and then I take care of Arnold overnight if he gets up for a wee or whatever it is. He's 4 years old and she's doing night feeds. I've offered to help. I've offered to help, but she says no.
Has your milk come in yet?
Yeah, big time. And so she's saying, you know, I'll do it. And then the other night, unfortunately, in the hospital, she got a little cold or cough or infection, whatever it was, and she's been coughing.
Yeah.
She's been coughing a lot. And the other night, she was coughing and coughing and coughing, and I had to get up to do breakfast radio, and I said, hey, could you go and sleep on the couch, please? And
Sorry. I feel like you just threw a joke in when you were telling us the story of something that happened with
your... You didn't say the couch. You said the one of your other rooms.
No. Just repeat that, sorry.
No, this does not need mayo on it. Just be honest. Where did you order her?
No, I don't think this is... Mate, if this is with mayo, then we are completely screwed. He's got no hope. If this is him giving us an indulgent version that makes him look better, then this is terrifying.
She was coughing. I've got to get up for breakfast radio. Oh. I've got to look after Arnold, who's 4 years old. She's coughing like a maniac. She's got to do the feeds anyway. So she can go. No, she could take the option of having one night on our beautiful.
You can't even say
luxurious
it.
Couch.
No, it was a spare room. You talked her in the spare room. The couch is a joke.
No, there's a nursery for Vader, but she doesn't sleep in there yet. And there's no bed in there. So obviously the only other room was the couch and the living room, which has a heater. And so down she went and. She claims that it made her cough worse. Yeah. She claims that she just had a baby in her nether regions. As she said, it made her pain worse. And I think she's, you know.
Hamming it up.
Yeah, just banging it on a bit.
You also know that he would have forced the heating to be on really low because he's a tight ass.
Yeah, it is a bit hot. Yeah. I said, what are we doing here? It's a bit high.
He would have looked at the electricity bill right next to the heater saying, look what you're doing to ruin our lives.
So could I sum up? Would that be all right? Would anyone mind if I just summed up? So let's say 3 weeks ago, your incredible wife, who had a really tough, long pregnancy, pushed a child out of her nether regions, stitches included, which she has told us on this show, not getting any sleep, feeding, breastfeeding at night, has another child, and you asked her to leave your bed because she was coughing to sleep on the couch. Is there any part of that that wasn't true?
No, you've left out the bit that she's still going on about it.
Yeah, well, we understand that. We'll never forget this story. I put it to you, there is mums out there who want to call and
who
have
want
their
to
son.
Kill, I thought was what you were going to say. That's accurate too.
You're going to hear from other, let's hear about other supportive husbands like me that go to work.
Mate, can I tell you?
And that are good people and that get I've got $150 Rockwear vouchers and I'm in charge of who gets them. Lines are open, 131060. Are you a person, a husband or a wife or a partner or whatever you call yourself, a de facto, are you someone who helps out? Do you help out with the baby? Are you a big time helper like I am?
Is he?
Well, this is the opposite of what you did, mate.
No, I'm a big time helper.
Well, let's just hear from people.
Yeah.
They're outraged.
See, I used to make my ex just get up and just be awake if I was going to have to be awake with her.
That's stupid.
Well, that is ridiculous.
Well, that's my dad stupid. Did say at the time, you know, one of God you should Marty. At least be getting some sleep at some stage. Oh. But I just felt like it's something you want to do together.
You just hang out in the middle of the night, hating each other.
<Mine's open. laughs>
And look at us now, Ed, you know, worked really well.
Could be all over, Ed. Could be footloose and fancy for Ed this time next week. Oh, I reckon his plan was to be single by Logies. He wanted her to dump him as he leaves for the airport.
Best new talent.
He's on the Gold Coast in his bloody mesh singlet with the rig out.
No, but then he'd realise that younger, silly women don't make you happy.
Exactly.
And you should stay with your older, more mature wife.
I think he wants to find that out for himself.
131060, lines are open, $150 Rockwear voucher. Are you helping out? Are you a super supportive young kids? And you're just like me, you're just a super, you've got a super supportive man. Just talking about supportive dads who just put in and go to work early in the morning and never complain.
We're talking about
don't play golf and don't do anything social.
Don't go out drinking with their friends.
No, we're talking about a man who would rather sacrifice his wife's health and her well-being because he wants to get a couple of hours beauty sleep. Mm. She's got a new baby, which is at her teat constantly. She needs support. She needs a man in the room just loving
Her. My wife was coughing and she's got to get up anyway. So I suggested she go and sleep on the couch and she did. And she's still going on about it. And she's,
I heard you tipped her out of bed. Like you,
it wasn't a tipping. It was a,
I heard it was a foot nudge. And just a gentle a nudge. Nudging until no bed underneath.
Well,
her.
I've got a question that I think Kayla from Quakers Hill has as well for Ed. Kayla, go.
I'm just so confused. Why couldn't you go on the couch?
I'm too long for the couch, Kayla. I'm 6'5" and I don't fit on the
it's
couch.
It's a two-seater.
I can't lie down on it.
It's a two-seater. She had to crouch like she was in economy on the way to.
Kayla?
Had to go on the couch with stitches, but you can't just put up with going on the couch because you're a little bit taller.
She was coughing, Kayla.
What it about, doesn't matter.
What about earmuffs, mate? What about getting a couple of tissues and sticking them in your ears? You know?
Yeah, Kayla, have you had a baby?
Yes.
How would you have reacted to that kind of directive?
I would have done it because I would have just sucked it up, but I would be like your wife and still be talking about it.
Wait, sure. Kayla, she's talking like reparations. She wants some sort of push present. What's a push present, Kayla? What the hell's that?
I'm not going to lie. I'm in the same boat. I didn't get one either, and I'm still on about it.
What is it? What is it, Kayla?
Apparently people, like partners, gift their wives a present after they give birth because they just went through this like experience of like pushing the baby.
But also,
out.
Kayla, Ed knew what it was. He's just denying he knows what
he
it
knew
is.
What
He's,
it
of
was.
Course he knew what it was. This is ridiculous.
Don't be like that. Kayla and I are trying to have a nice chat.
No, you're trying to.
I might move on with Kayla. I like her vibe.
Well, Kayla's happy with her bloke because he didn't order her out of the bedroom. You know?
I can't believe Kayla would have just done it and would have, like, you're a good woman. Maybe the problem's me.
No, you know what? What do you think, Kayla?
I don't know. I think we just, as mums, we'll kind of just do it because we just want to get through it and we'll do anything.
Yeah. No, but also, you want evidence for the court case.
So true.
So,
for sure.
You should have just, I bet Tiff got her phone out and recorded. Ask me that again, Ed.
Yeah,
ask
me that absolutely. Again. Now she's taken it all.
Here's Kelly from
You won't
Gross
even
Boat.
Be able to afford a couch.
Yeah.
At the end of this.
Hello, you guys.
Loser. Hello, I need you to back me up. She went to the couch, but she was coughing. Yep. You're cool with that, aren't you, Kelly?
Look, I've been kicked out of the bed many times.
Thank you.
And he's a main breadwinner. If the kids are sick, I have to go downstairs and sleep on the lounge with the sick ones. And
no, we can't use the B word, Kelly.
What was the B word?
Yeah, TXO life's going really well. We can't use the B word.
I've been booted. Ooh. Not booted. I've been asked
the
breadwinner. To get out of bed.
Yeah, no, ousted breadwinner. These are words that aren't helping me, Kelly. Thank you so much for your
work. I am more than happy. I'm more than happy to do it. Like, I work part-time as well, and I'm more than happy to get out of bed and
good
look
woman.
After them because she has to get up early.
Hang on. I've had a landslide.
No, this is ridiculous.
I've had a win.
Where
I've had
are
100%.
My girls at? And look, to an extent, I get that as well, like as in if you're at home and the bloke has to go to work. But to kick a woman out that still has stitches holding
Aaron,
her nether regions together.
Why don't you have another bedroom? What's going on here? Why isn't there a second bedroom?
Oh,
there
my
should
God,
be...
you're shaming him live on air for the size of his house.
Yeah, what size mansions? What, sir,
you've
what,
got a butler's pantry.
Malcolm Turnbull, what size house... What size villa should I currently be rocking at the moment?
Oh, I've got a smaller place in it. I'm in an apartment.
I don't know
what do you think about me, huh?
Well, I'm disappointed.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Myself and Aaron have taken over because he has lost interest. And I know why he's lost interest, Aaron, because...
Why has he lost interest?
Well, play the...
Why is he walking backwards?
Sky News Australia.
Press release comes across my desk.
Doing? He's got his hands around his crotch and he's walking backwards.
Well, yeah, that's because he's...
I've got something for you.
He's got something.
Help me.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Oh, my God.
Hold them.
Wow.
It's a bouquet of flowers to celebrate Erin Nolan.
Beautiful.
Hosting her brand new Sunday night program, Erin. It premieres this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Sky News Australia. It's all Erin all the time.
We are so excited.
And other people too, by the way.
We're so excited for you to have your own show.
Oh, you guys
first
are
time
so
you've
sweet.
Had your own TV show.
That's really lovely. That's genuinely so lovely.
You've been an absolute legend on other people's shows or, you know, network shows, but this is your show and it's called Erin and we know it's going to be
cry.
We know it's going to be much fun.
It's
so much fun.
So can I? I'd like
you.
To hear
That's
a bit from.
So lovely.
I need to hear a bit from the promo, so I grab some. This is what you've got in store.
I'm obviously not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a police officer. I'm just an Aussie with a voice and a platform.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's all we want, Aussies with voices and platforms. We know you were almost a politician when ScoMo wanted you to parachute into a safe seat.
It did not. It's not safe.
Safe.
See, none this is, I know none exactly what would have happened. If I'd won it, you would have said, oh, it's a safe seat. If I'd lost it, oh, could you imagine? The content would have been great, though.
No, but I think you made the right decision because broadcasting is your sweet spot. And broadcasting on television is what you know, as well as radio, obviously. But TV, you shine on TV.
You guys are very sweet. I'm very excited about it, to be honest. I'm really pumped up. So Sunday night, 7 p.m. Sky News.
Do you mind if I launch the first segment?
Could
the first
you
segment,
please.
I know that Dave Hughes, you're part of it, and you're coming on with a segment that you're calling.
Choose your gender. Choose your adventure.
One more time, on Aaron's first show, and now here's Dave Hughes with his brand new segment.
Choose your gender. Choose your adventure. I stand by it.
What the hell?
I stand by it. Walk your own path.
This is not a segment.
And Aaron's path has led her to this moment. Yes,
one
it's
more
been.
Time. One more time, not your segment. Aaron's promo, please.
I'm obviously not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a police officer. I'm just an Aussie with a voice and a platform.
Mate, that wasn't even the most cringeworthy thing I said. There is a lot more.
I want that on Sunday night. I want to be like...
Oh, so you two will be watching?
No, I will have it on my...
Flash.
My device. I'll have a device.
It's called Flash.
Yeah, I'll be walking down... Me and Ed will be walking down the red carpet of the Logies... Watching your television show.
Could you hold it up on the red carpet so it's you, and then my picture on the phone?
Yeah, I'd love to.
We'll present it to the cameras and go, what are you doing watching this rubbish? This is where it's at. Flick now.
Sky News, Sunday, 7 p.m. for the launch of Aaron. We'll be watching.
Oh, God, yeah. We'll be recording
After. It.
It
goes to air.
We'll be
on playback.
Be like the black box.
No,
and
thank
we
you,
will...
Legends. It'll be heaps of fun and lots of juicy stuff too.
Oh, I can't
lots of news, lots of politics, foreign affairs, but a little bit of fun as well. Yeah. So I'd love you all to tune in.
Absolutely. And the train wreck moments is what I'll be living for.
Sorry, what?
No,
speaking of which, speaking of said things, what Hughesy's doing on television on Sunday night is our topic of our next.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
Now, on the weekend, of course, you've got Erin Mullins' new show, Sunday night, Sky News. Erin, 7 p.m., Sky News Australia, Sunday night. But you've also...
Yeah, once that finishes at 8 p.m., you switch over to the Logies. Which I reckon that's probably when the Logies will start.
What does it start? What time does it start?
I think maybe 7:30, actually. Actually, I think the red card might start 7.
Yeah, but that's so boring.
Yeah, it is. But it's big.
But you are presenting.
I am presenting. I won't say what I'm presenting, but I am presenting. Now, I'm not presenting the Logie that Ed will win with. Have you been paying
stop
attention?
That.
No,
it's
it will win. It will
definitely. Fait accompli.
Yeah. No, stop it.
Rightly so.
I'm not saying that. So here we go. But the big question is, Nico, we might switch the order slightly, is because you're going up there and you're going to do jokes about people in the room. What I'm hoping for, and what we're all hoping for, is this moment that happened at the Oscars.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Okay, cool it down. So what we're hoping for, and I've got a couple of examples to start getting people angry, when you start taking aim at people in the room, that someone decides it's time for one of those.
I'm encouraging it, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. I will encourage it on the night as well.
This is your chance to go global and viral
I know
in
that.
The US.
I know that.
And you don't even need to get your teeth fixed?
I'd like to get knocked out.
Oh, God.
Imagine that. Imagine I wake up on the Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe a 1 week, 2 week coma.
Mr. Hughes, wake up. What is it? You've gone viral. Thank you so much.
Imagine my first post.
Ellen wants you on. Oh, no, that's Ken.
No, The View. And I wake up and there's American producers in the hospital room.
Trying to sign the exclusive.
And then Whoopi Goldberg asked me the first question.
What's she going to ask?
I don't know.
Ed, what would she ask?
Who are you? And growing up, knowing that your parents were first cousins, how was that? So I, Denya should have slapped you for this one a couple of years ago.
Grant Denya is nominated for a Gold Logie. Give it up for Grant. Still an adrenaline junkie, though, isn't he? He's a racing car driver. About a month ago, he crashed his car into a tree at 160k an hour. The only thing that saved him was the 7 pillows he was sitting on.
Okay.
You know what? On the subject of Denya, his mother loves me mocking him at Logie. Yeah, so, yeah.
Didn't she get upset one year that you didn't have time or you forgot to do it?
Yeah, the irony is the year he won the Gold Logie, I was sitting on his table and I came back from doing the opening. He said, "You didn't mention me." I said, "I forgot." But he went on to win the Gold Logie. So,
yeah, right.
What about Stefanovic? He's nominated for gold. If you happen to be in the room when you give him one of these.
But the international athletes loved it, there's no doubt about it, didn't they? Some of them loved it so much they're still here. They'll be driving your Ubers home tonight. So be careful, Stefanovics.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, that's slapping material. Getting recorded in an Uber.
Having a crack at Georgie Gardner.
So he
loved that.
Okay, but have you had to do what you do sometimes is warn some people that you're coming for them with a joke? So that, have you done that already? Because that means it's going to be a good one.
No, look, I haven't done it. So.
I don't think you should this year. I reckon going cold, slap town, slap town.
Slap town, slap town,
slap town. Slap town.
No, again, I'm all for it. I'm all for it because you've got to... No, I am. No, some of this will happen on Sunday night. I will be doing this material on Sunday night.
Right, so let's not do it now.
Okay.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.